Rebel Force Radio presents...
Excuse me, sir. Might I inquire what's going on?
This is RFR Q&A.
Hey, Star Wars fans. Jimmy Mack here with you, and welcome back to another edition of RFR Q&A. The Q&A is where VIPs, RFR VIPs, take over the conversation. And they join me on this show every week, sometimes more than once a week, to discuss Star Wars and beyond. Star Wars, etc., we say here at the Q&A. And joining me again this week is a familiar voice to listeners of the Q&A. It's RFR VIP, Sean Wanty. Sean!
Hey, Jimmy, how's it going?
Good, good. How have you been? How did you enjoy the Book of Boba Fett?
Well, I mean, I've been all right, but the Book of Boba Fett, it's been an interesting ride.
Yeah.
I've got the ups and downs, like, not too dissimilar from a lot of what people are saying out there. You know, there's some hits, there's some misses, and things in between. But listen, I'll tell you what, listening to you guys, and especially listening to your latest main show with Kyle Newman talking about it, that... That's inspired me to want to try to revisit that sooner than I thought, just to try to give it a little bit of a second chance, second glance, all that, you know, just try to wrap my head around some of the things that I've been struggling with. And I was hoping to be able to do that by the time I got to tonight's episode, but there was just no chance of that.
Right. I think a lot of us as fans are going to take advantage of the next few months of downtime in Star Wars to maybe binge the Book of Boba Fett. And I think maybe binging it, people might have a different experience.
Yeah, probably. I mean, usually these sorts of things are better on a second viewing. I know that for myself with, like, you know, like the sequel trilogy films, you know, I still have a lot of problems with them, but they have actually grown on me a little bit over the years, and if those films can grow on me over the years, I'm sure that this could too. You know, it doesn't mean that the problems just go away, but, you know, you can kind of accept certain things a little bit better. But I will say that probably the thing that I'm struggling with the most is trying to reconcile the whole idea of him being a crime lord, but also, like, noble at heart. I'm not sure where to lie on that one.
Like a bantha.
Yeah, it's like a bantha.
Well, here's maybe something I can say that might help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Is I accept the character development for Boba Fett because I prefer it to the other option of where his character development had taken him up to this point by now, and that was stuck in the Sarlacc pit, you know?
This is true.
I'd rather see him outside of the Sarlacc pit showing, you know, maybe even if he is acting differently, at least he's alive. Because prior to this, I mean, his character was dead and buried, as far as I'm concerned. Well, dead and buried, yes, both.
Sure, sure. And that's something that I definitely appreciate. I like, for as weird as it could get sometimes with the Tuskens, with, like, the whole idea of him having a vision quest, you know, this hard core dude who was always in it just for the money, and who probably had this mindset that had nothing to do with spirituality throughout most of his life, that he would be having these experiences with him. As weird as that was, like, I could roll with that just because of how different it was, and I was intrigued to see where that went. And, like, it did kind of force him into this uncomfortable position for him where he was in exile, forced exile, and with a people that he did not understand.